issues about collecting. As you engage in the collecting phase, you may run into one or more of the following. You've got a lot more than will fit into one end basket. You're likely to get derailed into purging and organizing. You may have some form of stuff already collected and organized, and/or you're likely to run across some critical things that you want to keep in front of you. What if an item is too big to go in the end basket? If you can't physically put something in the end basket, then write a note on a piece of letter-sized plain paper to represent it. For instance, if you have a poster or other piece of artwork behind the door to your office, just write "artwork behind door" on a letter-sized piece of paper and put the paper in the end basket. Be sure to date it, too. This has a couple of benefits. If your organization system winds up containing some of these pieces of paper representing something else, it'll be useful to know when the note was created. It's also just a great habit to date everything you handwrite, from post-it notes to your assistant to voicemails you download onto a pad to notes you take on a phone call with a client. The 3% of the time that this little piece of information will be extremely useful makes it worth developing the habit. What if the pile is too big to fit into the end basket? If you're like 98% of my clients, your initial gathering activity will collect much more than can be comfortably stacked in an end basket. If that's the case, just create stacks around the end basket and maybe even on the floor underneath it. Ultimately, you'll be emptying the end stacks as you process and organize everything. In the meantime, though, make sure there's some obvious visual distinction between the stacks that are in and everything else. Instant dumping. If it's immediately evident that something is trash, go ahead and toss it when you see it. For some of my clients, this marks the first time they've ever cleaned their center desk drawer. If you're not sure what something is or whether it's worth keeping, go ahead and put it into N. You'll be able to decide about it later when you process the N basket. What you don't want to do is to let yourself get wrapped up in things piece by piece, trying to decide this or that. You'll do that later anyway if it's in N, and it's easier to make those kinds of choices when you're in the processing mode. The objective for the collection process is to get everything into N as quickly as possible so you've appropriately retrenched and drawn the battle lines. Be careful of the purge and organize bug. Many people get hit with the purge and organize virus as they're going through various areas of their office and their home. If that happens to you, it's okay so long as you have a major open window of time to get through the whole process, like at least a whole week ahead of you. Otherwise, you'll need to break it up into chunks and capture them as little projects or actions to do, with reminders in your system, like purge four-drawer cabinet or clean office closet. What you don't want to do is let yourself get caught running down a rabbit trail cleaning up some piece of your work and then not be able to get through the whole action management implementation process. It may take longer than you think, and you want to go for the gold and finish processing all your stuff and setting up your system as soon as possible. What about things that are already on lists and in organizers? You may already have some lists and some sort of organization system in place. But unless you're thoroughly familiar with this workflow processing model and have implemented it previously, I recommend that you treat those lists as items still to be processed, like everything else in N. You'll want your system to be consistent, and it'll be necessary to evaluate everything from the same viewpoint to get it that way. But I can't lose that thing. Often in the collection process, someone will run across a piece of paper or a document that causes her to say, "Oh my God, I forgot about that. I've got to deal with that." It could be a phone slip with a return call she was supposed to handle 2 days before, or some meeting notes that remind her of an action she was supposed to take weeks ago. She doesn't want to put whatever it is into the huge stack of other stuff in her in basket because she's afraid she might lose track of it again. If that happens to you, first ask yourself if it's something that really has to be handled before you get through this initial implementation time. If so, best deal with it immediately, so you get it off your mind. If not, go ahead and put it into N. You're going to get all that processed and emptied soon anyway, so it won't be lost. If you can't deal with the action in the moment, and you still just have to have the reminder right in front of you, go ahead and create an emergency stack somewhere close at hand. It's not an ideal solution, but it'll do. Keep in mind that some potential anxiousness is going to surface as you make your stuff more conscious to you than it's been. Create whatever supports you need.